Support for NPR podcasts comes from Pabst Brewing, supporting live music and local artists nationwide, and proud supporter of NPR Music Podcasts at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Hi, welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And Mike, today I want to talk about a scenario that can be completely petrifying to some. It's what to do when you're nude out in public, sans clothes, as they say in Quebec.
Sans culottes, sans chemise as well, sans everything. It's a crazy situation that you speak of, and I have to wonder, do you personally have a lot of experience being nude in public?
Well, Mike, my experiences of being nude in public are kind of limited. I've had some towel-dropping incidents that have occurred when changing bathing suits, but nothing really that big. So what I decided to do was contact Anner. Are you familiar with Anner?
No, I don't know who Anner is.
No, Mike, it's not who Anner is, it's what Anner is.
Thank you for calling the American Association for Nude Recreation, better known as AANR. We are the oldest, largest, and most respected nudist organization in North America.
Oh, okay. I get it. It's an acronym. AANR, Anner, American Association Nude Recreation. What you learn from these guys?
Well, Mike, I learned a lot. Like, for instance, there are over 250 nude recreational facilities across North America. And these are places where you can feel free to enjoy the nude lifestyle. And, Mike, you may think that being nude is like going to a nude beach. It's so much more. You know, at these recreational facilities, you can play nude volleyball, nude tennis, or golf even. They have nude golf courses. Though I think they had nude kickboxing, but that didn't work out. Anyway, it goes beyond just the everyday laying around nude, says Eric Shutoff. He's the executive director of the AANR, and he says you can be nude in practically any situation.
Even routine house cleaning tasks can be a little bit more fun. If you've got to wash the family dog or you've got to do some of those chores like loading a dishwasher, that can be a little more enjoyable in your birthday suit too.
All right. No judgments. Let me put that aside for a second. Yeah, washing the dog, more fun when everyone's naked. Let's say you're really into being naked, right? You're really excited to be naked. Well, isn't that a problem that you're really excited, if you know what I'm saying?
I kind of see where you're going here, Mike. And for me, as a guy, you know, there's certain parts of my body that, when I'm excited, have a altered state, shall we say. But Eric Shutoff of the AANR said, don't worry, that's not really the case. I mean, you're not really thinking sexual thoughts when you're playing nude chess, are you? Or shuffleboard or something like that. So he
says, I don't know. It depends how hot the queen is.
Well, yeah, I guess it depends on your chess set. But he says there are evasive measures you can take.
In the unlikely event that a situation happens, quick swim, a jump in the shower, or we always have a towel that we bring with us for reasons of hygiene, that can assist.
Wait, a towel to nudists, isn't that like cheese to vegans, kind of cheating?
Yeah, well, you know, it's really every nudist I've learned, or a lot of these places at the nude resorts, you're using the towel not so much for covering, but for sanitary purposes, like the towel you take with you to the gym. I think when you're a nudist, you're in a constant state of wiping down because you don't want to kind of leave your tushy sweat all over for others. I mean, that's kind of a faux pas at a nudist recreational facility.
Let me ask you this, Rob. Although nothing that you've described seems at all enticing to me, is it okay to stare? Maybe not longingly, but out of fear.
Well, you know, I asked this to Eric as well because I figured, you know, if clothed people can stare at other people and maybe say, hey, you have really nice hair, or those are nice, that's a nice shirt or a blouse you're wearing.
Right.
Maybe like it's a whole new paradigm at a nudist recreational facility where you can feel free to compliment other things, and that's totally cool. Except, he said, that doesn't work. You know, you can't do that. Yes, you have clothes off, but you can't be a creep.
Let's say someone's staring at you. You know, can you take aggressive measures against that person?
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, sometimes you're at one of these recreational facilities, but sometimes you're at maybe like just a clothing optional beach where someone's not down with the whole nudist lifestyle and maybe doesn't know that it's not cool to be ogling your stuff. And, you know, that's not right. But there's actually another option you can do if someone is staring at you weirdly.
The best way of dealing with a situation is to present the person with what we call our beach etiquette card. And this reminds people that it's important to be a good neighbor wherever you are, but especially on a nude beach.
You know what the problem with the beach etiquette card is, right?
What's that, Mike?
No pockets.
Exactly. Well, that's why I asked, you know, what do you pack when you go to a nude resort? And he said, you know, very light. You know, you don't have to pack much. But he said it's good to wear, you know, bring a lot of sunblock because a lot of those areas aren't used to getting exposed. But pack, you know, maybe a hat, which is still okay.
You know what works good is sunblock?
What?
Pants.
Yes. That would also be a good...
Okay, let's back up a second here, Rob. We talked a lot about the ins and outs. I did learn some good details, including those cards. The one thing we haven't answered is the why. Why would you go nude?
From what I hear, it's two things. It's one is just it's less weight, it's less to deal with, and so there's the physical aspect of it. But there's also a psychological aspect of figuratively being free. And, you know, when you're in the state of freedom, you're feeling closer to others around you. And Mike, did you know that in some countries, this actually has business applications as well? Eric tells me that in Finland, many businessmen close their deals by taking a sauna together. Now, I asked Eric whether that practice might become commonplace in America. You know, hey, we just closed the deal. Let's go get naked and sweat a little bit in a sauna. And he said, that's maybe unlikely. But he did tell me about some of his own business practices.
The great thing about my job is that when our board of directors, or board of trustees as they're known, will often have their annual meeting in a nudist resort. It's neat to be able to attend what would otherwise be a long board meeting and just to be a little bit more relaxed when you're doing it.
See, now, Mike, doesn't that sound really appealing? I mean, it could be a really fun way to hang out with your coworkers in a more relaxed environment. And I'm actually thinking of putting that in the suggestion box outside of Jay Kerner's, our vice president's office. You know, next NPR meeting, we all, you know, try it out a little bit less clothes on.
Much like men who like to sauna together to close a business deal, we're Finnish. Well, that's What Would Rob Do? A guide to life's most trying dilemmas. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rob Sachs.